الله الرحمن الرحيم. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Today inshallah sisters, with the new start of the January of the 2011, we will start inshallah a series of classes of the purification of the heart. Today inshallah we will start a new series of classes which are related to the purification of the heart, that is to say the diseases of the heart and their cure. At the beginning we must know two facts. First, why we need to learn about the above topic. And number two, how we will study this topic. Okay? Regarding the first question, the need to learn about the diseases of the heart and their cure, actually we are in great need nowadays to learn about the purification of the hearts for the following reasons. The first reason is that, number one, it was the rule of Allah the Almighty regarding marriage success that was mentioned in Surah number 30, verse number 21. Actually, my previous classes were related to failure of marriage, okay, and love. And Surah number 30, verse number 21, okay? Surah number 30, verse number 21. I need just to remind you, sister, that my previous series of classes was related to failure of love and marriage, and actually we proved in this series of classes that it is the rule of Allah, which is mentioned in this verse of the Quran, which is the cause of the success of marriage. Okay, so now we will read this verse of the Quran, and then we will learn why we are in need of learn of how to purify our hearts on the basis of this verse of the Quran, inshallah. الله الرحمن الرحيم أته أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يتفكرون.
And among his scientists this, that he created for you wives from among yourselves, and that you find repose in them, and he has put between you affection and mercy. Verily in that are indeed signs for people who reflect.
So sister, this is the rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah the Almighty, Allah the creator of the heavens and the earth, he is teaching us the rule of marriage success. So sisters, according to this verse of the Quran, marriage success equals repose plus affection plus mercy. This is the rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Accordingly, marriage success equals hearts full of affection, love, mercy, forgiveness, sharing, belonging, loyalty, care, sacrifice, and sincerity. This is the success of marriage. Okay? This is the rules which Allah is teaching us in the Quran. If you have a heart full of this feeling and your spouse is having this feeling, inshallah, your marriage will be a successful one. Accordingly, failure of marriage equals diseased hearts, okay, which are full of pride, toughness, selfishness, hypocrisy, and oppression. Okay? This is actually, these are the rules of failure and success of marriage according to Allah, the Almighty, the creator of the human beings, the all-knower of their nature and their ability. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who created us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who knows our nature and our abilities. Accordingly, the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the only rules which you must believe in and follow, okay, to have the success in any aspect of our life and accordingly in our marriage. Accordingly, okay, Sisters, I need to clarify to you a very important fact. For those whom they are married for a long time, they need to remember and realize that in spite of the trials which they had faced during their marriage regarding, for example, the poor income, illness, and the problem of the children, but they already continued to live together because of their intention to continue and because of the good manners they have towards each other. We need to clarify that it is never the materialistic issue that can dissolve a marriage. As long as the spouses have kind hearts full of love, care, forgiveness towards each other. This fact highlights the importance of feeling in relation in the relationship versus materialistic issues. As a rule, this is the reality. We must believe in and practice because the majority of the people believe in the opposite. What is the summary of all what I mentioned now, sisters? Nowadays, in our worldly life, everyone is under the impression that materialistic issue is behind any success. I can overcome any trial if I have the materialistic issue. This is a wrong rule. When you ask me, Sister Mona, what is the proof? I tell you the proof is that the percentage of the wars, the percentage of the fights, the percentage of the suicide, the percentage of the divorce is increasing every year. In spite of the in spite of the care of the people for the to gain the materialistic issues, but their lifestyle is going downhill. Why? Because they are not following the rules of Allah. The Creator, the All-Knower, guides us to the rule of success. The rule of success is related to the hearts, not related to the materialistic issue. This is the creation of the human being. The most important for the human being is his heart or her heart and the feelings. And through this feeling, you can overcome any trial. Okay, Allah, the Creator, is teaching us this in His book. Okay, most of the people are not believing in this. And because of that, they have this difficult life, and they are actually living a life which is actually a loss, not a gain. Okay, now I will mention to you a story, subhanAllah, which I come to know that story when I was visiting my brother in California. And this is a real story, and I saw, you know, the sister whom I will mention her story now, a true proof that hearts are the most important for success of marriage. Actually, this story is the story of the young couple who were tested with a very tough trial at the beginning of their marriage. As they were 18 and 25 years old, the wife was 18 years old when she married, and the husband was only 25 years old. And actually, they were just married for 1 year when they had a baby who was diagnosed with cancer. It was a great shock and a very difficult start for their marriage, especially that both of them were students. She was undergrad in MIT, a top school which required a lot of studying, and he was a graduate student in the same school. They faced that tragedy alone as their families were back in Egypt. But through their intention to keep their marriage successful, they rearranged their schedules and lifestyle to accommodate with the doctor visits and the chemotherapy treatment for their baby. It was a very big challenge for both of them, but it was their loyalty to each other that they supported, which supported them to overcome this hardship. Even they become more attached and more connected to each other because they realize how they need each other in the life journey. Now, after 3 years of this tragedy, they already finished their studying. Their baby is already cured and growing normally out of Allah's mercy. Also, they are expecting a new baby. So that sister, she is now 28. You know, and she is expecting that baby, and she's a friend of my daughter. She's telling me, Sister Mona, I will get, inshallah, another baby. I have full trust in Allah who cured my baby and who helped me and my husband to overcome that tragedy, that Allah will always support us with His mercy. So, dear sister, this is the reality of the success in marriage. Spouses who are willing to live the whole life together with kind, loving hearts. So, in conclusion, good hearts can overcome any trial and live marriage as a good journey. The second reason to learn about the purification of the heart, sister. Actually, sister, every one of us is looking for a change in her life. That is to say, a solution for a problem, a hope to become a reality, and an achievement in the life circumstances. Oh, we always link the change with the new. Okay? For example, the change will happen with the new year. If I have a new house, when I have new friends, if I have a new baby, even if I leave my land and move to a new land, I am sure that the change will happen. So we always link the change with the new. We actually, in spite of the fact that we link the change with something new in our life, we always realize that there is not much change happening in spite of the new issues in our life. And the proof is that many new years which passed in our lives and the change in our personal issues never occurs. Okay? Last year, it was a new year. So we were expecting the change. The year before was a new year. But we were expecting the change, but the change never happened. In fact, it is reported that the percentage again of the suicide, divorce, crimes, failures and wars are increasing in spite of many new years, new technology and new people in our lives. So the question is how to achieve the change in our life. That is to say, the fulfillment of our goals. Again, we must have the answer from the words of the Creator, Allah, the Almighty, the one who teaches us the rules of our worldly life. We will read now from Surah Ar-Ra'd, Surah number 13, verse number 11, how we can have the change, a reality in our life. Okay?
Surah 15?
Surah number 13, verse number 11. I'm trying to preach on the fact that our rules in our life must be from the words of Allah, the Creator of the heavens and earth. And we always have the proof for the reality of these rules. Now we will learn from Surah Ar-Ra'd, Surah number 13, verse number 11, about how we can change our reality, how we can change our life to the better. Bismillah ar-Rahman, to get of the verse of the Quran, we will read 9, 10, and 11, so that we can get the meaning of this rule, inshallah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alimul ghaibi wash shahadatil kabirul muta'al. Sawa'un minkum man asarra al-qawla wa man jahara bihi wa man huwa mustakhfin bil-layli wa saribun bin-nahar. Lahu mu'aqibatun min bayni yadayhi wa min khalfihi. ومن خلفه يحفظونه من أمر الله إن الله لا يغير ما بقوم حتى يغيروا ما بأنفسهم وإذا أراد الله بقوم سوءا فلا مرد له وما لهم من دونه من وال.
All-knower of the unseen and the seen, the most great, the most high. It is the same to him whether any of you conceal his speech or declare it openly, It is the same to him whether any of you. I can't read. I keep getting confused. Okay. Can you start?
You want me to continue?
Yeah. It is the same to him whether any of you conceal his speech or declare it openly, whether he be hid by night or goes forth freely by day. For him, each person, there are angels in succession before and behind him. They guard him by command of Allah. Verily, Allah will not change the good condition of a...
No, I want you to say that. Not
Allah will not change the condition of a person as long as they do not change their state themselves.
But when Allah
wills the person's punishment... there can be no turning back of it, and they will find besides him no protector.
Okay. Jazakallah khair. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us in this verse of the Quran the following rule. Indeed, Allah does not change a people's condition unless they first change what is in their hearts. Okay, so this is the word change, which everyone is looking for. Okay, the change which everyone is looking for is up to your heart condition. It is up to your feeling, your actions, and not up to any external factors. Allah the Almighty lays a great responsibility on the human being. So Allah will not make any change in your life except when you are the one who change yourself, you change your heart. Okay? So in conclusion, sisters, it is your responsibility to change your situation and to change any hardship, trial or position of weakness. Okay? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the change of your actions, your feelings and your manners, and inshallah Allah will make for you the change. What is the meaning of this verse of the Quran? It is the duty of every one of us who is looking for his hopes to become a reality and for his hardship to end. It is the duty to link the change to the status of your heart. Okay, the change is not related to the new year or the new baby or the new home or the new car or the new house or the even the new land. Even if you migrate from the land to another land, this is not the way for the change. The change, according to the Creator, is up to the status of your heart. Okay, we need not to link the change to any new of the materialistic issue. So it is your good intention, your good manners, your good values, that is to say your sincerity, loyalty, honesty, kindness, care, love, affection and forgiveness, that can make you able to deserve the blessings of the change, which Allah will make it for you. It is your heart which needs to be purified so that you can achieve all your goals. So actually, this is, sisters, what I need to clarify to you, why we need to learn about purification of our hearts, because our situation in life will never change except when we purify our hearts and when we have the clean hearts, so that inshallah, Allah will change our situation when we change ourselves. Number two, if your heart will be always occupied with the feeling of selfishness, with the feelings of oppression, okay, and whatever feelings are in the hearts of the people nowadays, they know it, okay, there will be no place for affection, mercy, loyalty, sincerity, so you will never be a successful human being. And if you look around, you will have the proof for this theory, okay? Most of the people, okay, they don't have actually the reality of the forgiveness, the reality of the love, affection, the intention to share or to belong or to help or to support except themselves. And because of that, they have the failure in most of their relations, especially in their marriage. Inshallah, in the classes of the purification of the hearts, we will learn about the following, inshallah, in full details. Number one, the sick hearts which are mentioned in the Quran. Number two, diseases of the hearts, its causes and its symptoms. Number three, the cure of the diseases of the heart. At the beginning, we will learn about some forms of the diseased hearts which are mentioned in the Quran as a proof for the need for the purification. And we will start now from Surah An-Nahl. We will learn the first form of the sick hearts in the Quran, the hard, arrogant, unresponsive heart. Okay, Surah number 16, verse number 22 and 23. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إلهكم إله واحد فالذين لا يؤمنون بالآخرة قلوبهم منكرة وهم مستكبرون لا جرم أن الله يعلم ما يسرون وما يعلنون إنه لا يحب المستكبرين.
God, Allah, none has the right to be worshipped. But for those who believe not in the hereafter, their hearts deny the faith in the oneness of Allah, and they are proud. Certainly Allah knows what they conceal and what they reveal. Truly He likes not the proud.
Okay. So actually, sisters, these are the hearts that deny the most important truth in life. What is the most important truth in life, sisters? The belief in Allah's oneness and the belief in the Day of Judgment. Okay, this is the most important truth in this life. Okay, what is the basis for their deny? The basis for this deny is their arrogance. Okay, the arrogance occupies their hearts to the extent that they are unwilling to accept clear evidences. Actually, the evidences for the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clear around us in the universe. Okay, but those people, out of arrogance, they are unwilling to accept this evidence and proofs of the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also, they are not willing to accept the proof for the reality of the Day of Judgment. And again, sister, in this point, I need to clarify to you. Every one of us, okay, must realize that I will die one day. Okay, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, died. Okay, and everyone will die, and the only alive is Allah, the Almighty. Okay, so every one of us will die. Out of the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there must be another life. Okay? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us in the Quran that this life is a test. And the real life is the other life. So I must believe in the Day of Judgment. Okay? Those whom they are unwilling to believe in the Day of Judgment out of their arrogance, okay, Allah doesn't like these people, okay, because actually these people have hearts full of arrogance, okay, and their arrogance lead to disbelief and total ignorance. And again, sister, someone who is having the best qualification in life and is very wealthy, but he doesn't know the reality of this worldly life, which is clear to everyone. Every day you know about someone who died suddenly. Every day you look around, you know, to the universe, and you have the proof that Allah is the one, Allah is the creator of the heavens and the earth. So if someone, in spite of the fact he is having the best qualification and he is wealthy, okay, that person is unwilling to accept the only fact in this life, that is to say, the oneness of Allah and the reality of the Day of Judgment, he is ignorant. Okay, in spite of all his qualification, he is ignorant, and Allah doesn't like this kind of hearts because these are the arrogant hearts. Okay, so actually this is the first form of the diseased heart, and inshallah we will know about it in full details. In these first three classes, I will mention to you from the Quran about the forms of the diseased hearts which are mentioned in the Quran. But inshallah with the help and the support and the mercy of Allah, all over 2011, the whole year, inshallah, we will learn about in full details and from the verses of the Quran and the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the diseases of the heart. And we will learn also from the Quran how to treat them. So that, inshallah, when you learn about all of this, okay, you will feel that you become very close to the Quran. Because you can't imagine how many times in the Quran Allah mentioned about the diseased hearts. Inshallah, when we will learn, you will realize this fact. Okay, Allah taught us in the Quran, in many, many, many verses of the Quran about the diseases of the heart, so that we can realize, you know, that if I have this situation, I have a diseased heart and I need a treatment. So that, inshallah, on the Day of Judgment, I will be the one who is having the clean heart, and inshallah I will be the one who have a lot of good deeds, and inshallah I will deserve the paradise. Okay, this is the importance of these classes nowadays, while we are still in the worldly life, while we are still healthy, while we can still learn and practice the Quran, so that we can save our worldly life, we can make the change which every one of us is looking for, and inshallah we will always having the hope that inshallah the paradise is my final definition. Okay, so now inshallah we will learn about the second form of the diseased heart, and actually it is mentioned in surah number 18, surah al-Kahf 18:18, verse number 28. واصبر نفسك مع الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي يريدون وجهه ولا تعد عيناك عنهم تريد زينة الحياة الدنيا ولا تطع من أغفلنا قلبه عن ذكرنا واتبع هواه وكان أمره فرطا.
And keep yourself, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, patiently with those who call on their Lord, your companions to remember Lord with glorification, praising in prayers and other righteous deeds, morning and afternoon, seeking his face, and let not your eyes overlook them, desiring the pomp and glitter of the life of this world, and obey not him whose heart we have made heedless of our remembrance, and who follows his own lust, and whose affair deeds have been lost.
Actually, sister, some reports suggested that these verses of the Quran were revealed when some of the noblemen of the Quraysh demanded, actually this is the tribe of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, actually they demanded the Prophet that he should expel his poor companions if he were to hope that the chiefs of the Quraysh tribe would ever come to believe in his message. Okay? They told him that he must forget about the poor if he has the hope that the rich will follow him and the chiefs will follow him. So Allah the Almighty is commanding his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be patient with the poor companions as they are sincere in their faith. They are the better set of people. Allah is also commanding Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not to let his intention pass those sincere people for the sake of the superficial comforts of this world in which people compete. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is further instructed not to pay attention to those whose hearts are negligent of Allah's remembrance. This is the second form of the hearts, which are the diseased hearts, the hearts which are mentioned in the Quran, the hearts which are negligent of Allah's remembrance. Okay, those are the people whom Allah have left their hearts alone. Okay, now sister, there is negligent. Okay, negligent. Okay, negligent. No problem. No problem. No problem. Okay, so sister, there is a very important fact I need to clarify to you because most of us are unaware of that fact. Okay, most of the people are under the impression that I am the one who is not interested to learn the Quran. I am the one who is not interested to come to the masjid, to attend the classes. I am the one who is not interested to be close to the Muslims. I am the one who is not interested to do the good deeds. Most of the people are under the impression that they are the ones whom they choose to be far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this verse of the Quran, Allah is teaching the people the reality, which they are not aware of. Allah is saying that He is the one who makes the hearts of these people to be far away. Okay? This is a fact the people or the Muslims have need to be aware of now, while they are in the worldly life. They must realize that Allah, the Almighty, is the one who left them to be far away from Him, left them to be far away from guidance, left them to be far away from doing the good deeds. Okay? And the question is, O Allah, You are the most merciful. Why You are leaving those people to be far away from Your remembrance? Okay? The answer, sisters, which every one of us must try, you know, to listen and to concentrate with, is that those people, they directed their attention and their efforts to their selfish wealth, families, pleasures, and desires. Such preoccupations have no room and no time for the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the rule is that when someone places the materialistic goals on the top of his list, he doesn't have time for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in consequence, Allah will let him pursue these goals farther and become more removed from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Most of the people are not aware of that fact. And this fact, sister, actually is a great warning. Okay, you must realize that when you decide to be far away from Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send you more and more far away. If you are a true believer in the oneness of Allah, and you just realize for 1 minute that Allah is sending you away, okay, you must actually stop and realize that you are the great loser. Because the most merciful is sending you far away from his remembrance. You don't deserve the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't deserve to be close to him. You don't deserve to live in his mercy. You don't deserve to receive his blessings. Okay? And the question, sisters, which every one of us must realize is that every one of us is looking for the mental peace. You will never have the mental peace except through the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the verse of the Quran which we will recite now, reminding every one of us that what you are looking for in this worldly life, the mental peace, you will only get it through the remembrance of Allah. Okay? But because the priorities in your list is the worldly life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send you far away from his remembrance. So you will never have mental peace. In spite of the fact you are running in the worldly life, I will, inshallah, have that better house, and I will have this better furniture, and I already have the best car, and I have everything. But do you have mental peace? Are you happy? Are you satisfied? Do you have reassurance? Are you a balanced human being? Are you successful in your relation? Never, nay, it will never happen. Because this is the rule of the creator of the human beings and the creator of everything which you will recite it now from the Quran, so that you must realize, you know, how, or you must choose, okay, how to arrange your priorities, okay, so that you can reach the happiness and the mental peace which you are looking for. Don't follow a wrong way, which most of the people are following, then at the end, okay, you will cry and say, where is the mental peace? I tried by all the means to have the mental peace. You were on the wrong track. You must learn the right path from the words of the creator of life, Allah the Almighty. Now we will read the verse of the Quran, which every one of us must actually memorize and must realize and must believe in, that my mental peace is only through the remembrance of Allah. So I must keep the connection with Allah. I must remember him all the time so that I have the mental peace. It is not the house or the car or even my husband or my kids. None will give me the mental peace except through the remembrance and the connection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we will read this verse of the Quran Rahim. Sister, this is mentioned in Surah number 13, Surah Al-Ra'd, verse number 28. Okay, so sisters, please, for the sake of Allah, and for the sake of yourself, okay, and for the sake of your life, not to waste it, okay, on the wrong track.
What number, sister?
Okay, verse number 28. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الذين آمنوا وتطمئن قلوبهم بذكر الله ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب. Okay, I will read this one because I will explain the meaning. Those who believed in the oneness of Allah and whose hearts, you see, sister, this is the word of, you know, the classic, the hearts, whose hearts find rest, okay, in the remembrance of Allah, okay, or find peace actually in the remembrance of Allah. Verily, in the remembrance of Allah, do hearts find peace. Okay? okay, or rest. Okay? So this is verily is a rule. When Allah say verily, this is a rule. In the remembrance of Allah, do hearts. And because of that, we need to purify our hearts so that we can actually find the peace and the rest and the tranquility in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So actually, sister, in conclusion, every one of us must try to check her priority. And if your materialistic goals are on the top of your list, you must realize that Allah will leave your heart to be occupied by these false enjoyments. Away from His remembrance, a diseased heart which needs purification, that is to say it needs Allah's remembrance, and we will learn about this inshallah in the classes. Inshallah. I'm just mentioning the forms of the diseased heart. The third form of the diseased heart is the blind heart. The blind heart is mentioned in Surah Al-Hajj, Surah number 22, verse number 46. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَتَكُونَ لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ يَعْقِلُونَ بِهَا أَوْ آذَانٌ يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَى الْأَبْصَارُ وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَى الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ.
Have they not traveled through the land and have the hearts wherewith to understand? And ears wherewith to hear? Verily, it is not the eyes that grow blind, but is the hearts which are in the breast that grow blind.
Okay. Actually, sisters, Allah in this verse of the Quran is clarifying that verily, it is not the eyes that grow blind. Okay, again and again, sister, Allah is clarifying to us the importance of the hearts. It is not the eyes that grow blind, but it is the hearts which are in the chest that grow blind. What is the meaning of having a blind heart? A blind heart is the heart which lost its light. It is a heart living in total darkness. Okay? The blindness equal darkness. Okay? The blind heart is the heart which lost the sincere belief in Allah. Okay? I will talk to you this now. So, the blind heart is a heart which has a cover. Okay, that cover prevents the human spirit from communication with the effective power that control everything, Allah the Almighty. Okay, accordingly and because of that cover, okay, the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah is the light of the heaven and the earth, because I have a cover between me and Allah, I have a cover between me and the light, I have a blind heart. I am in full darkness. Okay, this is the complete darkness. We must realize that the belief is the light of the heart, the belief in Allah, because your belief in Allah will make you to communicate with Him. And Allah mentioned in Surah An-Nur, Allahu Nuru Samawati wal Ard. Allah is the light of the heavens and the earth, the source of this. Okay, so when you have a cover between you and Allah, you have a cover between you and the light. So your heart is in darkness, so it is the blind heart. Okay? We must realize that with the light of the belief, the believer begins to discover the following. I will clarify to you now, sisters, how belief is a light. Okay? You must realize this, because when you realize this fact, you will be the one willing all the time to have the sincere belief. And when you tell me, Sister Mona, why you are so concerned about the sincere belief, I tell you because the sincere belief is the light of my life. It's the light of my heart. Through that light, okay, I can discover the facts behind my existence, behind my life, and I can actually discover the facts related to all the people around. I can discover the facts of the events that take place on the earth and in the whole universe. Without the light, I cannot discover any of this. The light gives me complete clarity in all matters and events. Now, if you can please, sister, look to this, diagram, okay? You will realize that when you have the light, you will be clear, okay? You will be clear about the thoughts, intentions and the actions. Okay, your actions. You will be clear about it. Many people are not clear about their intentions. When you tell her sister, why you are not in a good relation with your husband, she will tell you, I'm not happy with him. Okay, you will tell her sister, but marriage is an act of worship. She will tell you, oh, maybe, but I am not happy with him. She is not aware of anything. Okay, she doesn't have the real light. When you have the light in your heart, you will be clear. When you tell another sister whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed her with the light of the belief, when you will ask her sister, why you are so kind to your husband, you will tell her, she will answer you, because I live my life as an act of worship to Allah. I have the light. Everything is clear for me. Okay, I can see everything in its right proportions. My list of priorities is adjusted according to the rules of Allah. Everything is clear to me. I live in full, with the feeling that the light is all around me. I am not confused. I am not blind. I am not hesitated. Okay? Why, sister, you are having this light? Because she is actually close to Allah. Her heart, okay, the most important, her heart has the light through the connection with Allah. When you have the light, again, sister, your thoughts and your intentions and your actions will be clear. Also, you will be clear about the past and the present. How I can be clear about the past? I will be clear about the past through having the knowledge of the history of the mankind and the universe. The believer must be the human being who is having the knowledge. Okay, not only the knowledge about how much I earn every month, when is the sale of dollars? Okay, yes, this is the most important knowledge for the people. How can I buy that new model of the car? Okay, no, this is not the knowledge for the believer. The believer must have the knowledge of the history of the mankind and the universe. I must learn. I must know. I must realize, because all of this will help me, okay, to have that clarity in my life. Okay. Also, you will have the light will help you to understand all the events which is taking place around us. And here, sister, you know, inshallah, we are true believers and we have the depth of realization and understanding. Okay. The events which are taking place around us, most of the people, they actually understand these events wrongly. They don't realize the message of Allah, which Allah is sending through these events. There are a lot of events going on around us. For example, when the weather is changing now, you know, from very warm weather suddenly to very cold weather. For example, most of the people will say, oh, why this happened? This is January, this is Houston, a wind is coming from the east or from the west. No, sisters, this is not the reality of this. There is a totally different story. A message which Allah is sending to the human being, the ones whom they have the light. Okay? Allah is sending to us the message that through few hours He can change everything. And look around you. Okay? The weather from 70 to 30 in few hours. Okay? Many people, they don't have the clothes for that weather. Many people, maybe their houses is not ready for that weather. There are a lot of changes which will happen in our life according to that very simple event. The weather is changing normally. No, this is not normally. Allah has the power and Allah has the will to make January, all the January in the 50s in Houston. Why Allah make it suddenly? Okay? From 70 to 30, not gradually. Okay? Everyone will not think of that event. This is one simple event. I'm just clarifying to you, sisters. Insha'Allah, I pray to Allah to give all of us the light in our hearts. But insha'Allah, you have the light through the Quran, through the practice of the Quran and the remembrance of Allah. At that time, you will evaluate the events which are taking care around us in a totally different way, which... Really, sisters, when you have that light and you actually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you to realize the reality of all the issues and all the events around you, okay, your thoughts and your feelings will become bright, okay, and you will have no worry in your heart. Okay? You will not have any worry about the present or the future. Okay? All the events and the happenings in your life, okay, will be actually, inshallah, giving you the feeling that Allah is with me. Okay? Allah is taking care of everything. This is because of the light. You know, sister, this is the most important blessing after the belief in Allah, that Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, will bless you with light. You will be always reassured, you will be always stable, content, patient, and you will be always on the right path, all the time. In spite of the trials, in spite of the illness, in spite of the problems, in spite of the failure, in spite of the loss. But the most important is the right path. Why? Because you have the light. The light is guiding you all the time. In conclusion, having a blind heart means the real loss. In spite of being able to see, but you only have the vision. Okay, but you don't have the light of the heart, the internal and the external light, and actually, sister, this is the reality of this. Okay? In the fifth form of the disease, the heart, is the heart which has a cover of sins. Okay? This heart which has a cover of sins and evil deeds, Allah mentioned that heart in Surah number 83, Surah Al-Mutaffifin, verse number 14 and 15. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كلا بل أرانا على قلوبهم ما كانوا يكسبون كلا إنهم عن ربهم يومئذ لمحجوبون ثم إنهم لصال الجحيم 14, 15 and 16.
Nay, on their hearts is the covering of sins and evil deeds which they used to earn. Nay, surely the evildoers would be veiled from seeing their Lord that day. Then verily they will indeed enter and taste the burning flame of hell.
Actually, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a slave, a person commits a sin, an evil deed, a black dot is dotted on his heart. Then if that person gives up that evil deed and asks Allah to forgive him and repents, then his heart is cleared from that black dot. Okay, but if he repeats the evil deed again, then that covering is increased till his heart is completely covered with it. This is the word ran, which we just read it in Arabic. Okay, that is to say the cover of the sins and the black deeds over the heart. Allah mentioned in the Quran, actually these are the hearts which has the cover of the sins and evil deeds. And actually, it is a great warning for every Muslim regarding committing sins. And actually, sisters, again, this is a very important point which every one of us must try to remember. Nowadays, the word sins, okay, regarding the Muslims, is a very broad word. Okay, when someone is not sincere in her work, okay, for example, I was working, for example, as a pediatrician, and suppose I have to go to work from 8 to 4 p.m., and I was actually always like to go from 8:30 to 3:30, because no one is, objecting this. I will go late and I will leave early, no problem. Okay, and when you say to someone, okay, this is not right, she will tell you, what is the problem? Everyone is going late and leaving early. There is no problem. No, there is a problem. This is a sin. Okay, I want to clarify that the word sin nowadays for us, you know, is only related to the major issues. Okay, but the reality of the word sin is that whatever, when you don't do whatever Allah commanded us to do, even in the very small things which only Allah knows. Okay, I can reach the work at 8:30, and when someone will come and ask me, Mona, when you reach work, I will say around 8. I didn't lie. I said around 8. But I arrived at church. And when someone will ask me, yesterday, when did you leave the work? I will say, around 4. I left 3 church. I'm not alive. I didn't do anything. Okay? Nobody knows. Okay? Allah knows. This is the sin. In reality, this is lying. Okay? Because Allah knows everything. So what I want to clarify is that nowadays we are committing a lot of sins. But everyone is committing these sins, and this is normal, and this is not considered a sin, actually. And everyone will tell you, look around you. Who is praying with sincerity? Who is giving charity? Who is doing the good deeds? Who has the kind heart? Sister Mona, you are making life very difficult. When you say that we have to be aware of everything, and whatever we do, we have to be away from the word sin. No, no, Sister Mona, make it a broad word. Okay, sisters, this is the way to have the heart which has the cover of sins. Okay? Because if you are a sincere believer, if you are looking for your heart to be the pure heart, so that Allah will make your heart to be full of the love, sincerity, reality, and success, you must be very critical with the word sin. Okay? Actually, I will stop here. Okay? Because inshallah, we will continue about the other forms of the diseased heart in the Quran in the following classes. And then inshallah, gradually we will start to learn in full depth from the verses of the Quran about the diseases of our hearts and how we treat it. And we have the full hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, to guide us to the right path and to cure our hearts and to make happiness a reality in the life of every one of us, inshallah. And let us make the dua. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli wa sallik ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. O Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us, and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. O Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor and from a change in your protection and from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, and from the trials in lifetime and after death. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Ameen. Inshallah.